USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status and is set to back President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports. The House is expected to approve both bills. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for COVID-19, a spokesman for the California Democrats saying she is currently asymptomatic. Pelosi is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice. Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.